Many grad students pay for higher education with tuition waivers. These waivers cover tuition for students who teach or conduct research at the university. The House tax bill proposes adding tuition waivers to a student's taxable income, potentially upping the amount a student owes in federal taxes by thousands of dollars a year. UD graduate student government president David Mason organized the local rally. He says the measure seems mean-spirited as it does little to cover the tax revenue lost by cutting individual and corporate taxes.
It feels to graduate students and to academic circles as though it's an attack on intellectualism for the sake of attacking intellectualism.
Mason says more than 150 people gathered in front of Memorial Hall at UD's campus yesterday in objection to the House tax bill. The measure waiting for a vote in the U.S. Senate does not add tuition waivers to taxable income. If that bill is passed, the two branches will negotiate a compromise draft to try to pass new tax legislation through Congress. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.